You are now at the Spurrier Gate Centre, an unlikely place for LGBT history. But in 2008, whilst undergoing gas works at St Thomas Church in Osbaldwick, there was an unlikely discovery. Whilst investigating the grounds, the archaeologists found a stone slab, and it reads as follows. Here lieth the body of Mr. Richard Wright, who lived as partner with William Hutchinson, gentleman of the city of York, in great union for 35 years, remarkable for justice and fidelity, who died April the 5th, 1747, aged 60. It goes on to say, here also lieth the body of William Hutchinson, Esquire, who departed the life on January the 5th, 1772, aged 89. So, the stone slab showed that there was indeed a double burial for two men in the 18th century. Finding about this was remarkable, and they wanted to find out more about who these people were. When they were doing their investigation, they found William Hutchinson's will, dated on the 5th of September 1770, and it provided some detailed information about his personal affairs and commitments to the community. It revealed that he was quite an affluent man and had acquaintances in York and Dublin. There was no indication he married or had children, and his estate was divided between extended family and friends. Mr. Hutchinson owned several properties and gardens in York, including a house and other properties in Coppergate. He also was very close to St. Michael Spurrier Gate, and this is where the link is to the Spurrier Gate Centre for today. He left £300 to the church and asked that £5 be distributed among the poor of the parish after his funeral. He also made provisions for the vicar of St. Thomas's and the poor of that parish, and arranged for a marble monument to be erected in each church to commemorate his benefactors. The monument at St. Michael's Spurrier Gate still survives. It is described by Pevsner as one of the finest works by the Fishers Masons in the city. It is of grey and white marble, richly carved with an ox, a lion's head, and topped with an obelisk and a putto. The inscription provides more biographical details about William Hutchinson. To the memory of William Hutchinson, Esquire, of this city, who served the office of sheriff in 1724, paid the fine for that of alderman 1740, and departed this life on 5th of January 1772. A partiality to the place of his birth, in which he lived for 89 years, led him to distinguish by his will the rector and the poor of this parish of £300. The personal message on Hutchinson's gravestone provides an interesting contrast with the public duties listed on the monument in St. Michael's. Amongst his other charitable donations, he left £100 to the county hospital outside Monkbar in York, £100 to the Blue Coat Boys' School in St. Anthony's Halls, Peaceholm Green, and £50 to the Grey Coats Girls' School in Marygate. His concern for the education of poor children extended to Osbaldwick and Muxton, where he bequeathed £40 to a schoolmaster to teach four boys or girls how to read and write. In his will, Hutchinson specified that he wished to be buried near the ruins of my late dear friend and worthy partner, Mr. Richard Wright. His gravestone confirms that these wishes were carried out after his death. The relationship between the two men requires further elucidation. The Wright was described as Hutchinson's partner, suggests a number of possibilities that they were business partners, close friends, or perhaps had deep emotional relationships. The fact that they requested burial together and the explicit description on the gravestone, lived as partner in great union for 35 years, may suggest that the latter interpretation is more likely. This comes to the end of this chapter, and I hope you enjoyed listening about Mr. Wright and William Hutchinson.